From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. Today, Judge Sonia Sotomayor returns to Capitol Hill for a second day of questioning by senators. Republicans and Democrats agree that her confirmation to the Supreme Court seems nearly certain. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
One Republican said Sotomayor's statements in the hearing could have come from a Bush nominee. For example,
"It's important to remember that as a judge, I don't make law."
Many Republicans pushed Sotomayor on statements she has made in speeches, suggesting that a judge's personal background plays a role in deciding the outcome of a case. Here's Senator Jeff Sessions of Alabama.
"Do you think there's any circumstance in which a judge should allow their prejudices to impact their decision-making?"
"Never their prejudices. I was talking about the very important goal of the justice system is to ensure that the personal biases and prejudices of a judge do not influence the outcome of a case."
Sotomayor maintained a slow, even tone throughout the day. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
An al-Qaeda lieutenant has issued an audio message warning Pakistanis of U.S. involvement in their country. Dale Gavlak reports.
Number 2 Ayman al-Zawahiri accused the U.S. of heading a crusade to turn Pakistan from a Muslim nuclear power into a divided nation. He said that Americans are now occupying Afghanistan and Pakistan, and he called on Pakistanis to join a holy war to rise up and fight. The tape's authenticity could not be immediately verified, but was released by al-Qaeda's media wing and posted on websites used by the terrorist group. Pakistan has stepped up its war against al-Qaeda allies, the Taliban, winning praise from Washington. For NPR News, I'm Dale Gavlak in Amman.
Iranian state TV says 168 people were killed when a passenger plane crashed today in northwest Iran. A spokesman said the Russian-made Caspian Airlines jet had been headed from Tehran to the Armenian capital. Yesterday, House Democrats unveiled their $1.5 trillion health care overhaul plan. Today, President Obama is expected to make a push for the measure at a Rose Garden event. Three House committees will begin voting on the bill tomorrow. Their goal is a House vote by the end of July. Under the plan, the federal government would be responsible for making sure that every person has access to an affordable health insurance plan. Individuals and employers would have new obligations to get coverage or face hefty penalties. Individuals who declined an offer of affordable coverage would pay 2.5% of their incomes as a penalty, up to an average cost of a health insurance plan. In the Senate, a health panel is expected to finish its version of the measure sometime today. Japanese stock prices were higher today. The Nikkei average rose by 7 points, or 0.1%. This is NPR News. U.S. Airways says it's laying off 600 people amid the weak U.S. economy and the industry's ongoing financial struggles. From member station KJZZ in Phoenix, Mark Moran reports.
Company officials say the economy is affecting U.S. Airways in two ways. The downturn has prompted a reduction in leisure and some business travel, meaning less income for the carrier. And fewer employees can afford to retire from the airline during a recession. The carrier says the majority of the cuts, 340, will come from customer service desks at airports around the country. U.S. Airways plans to eliminate its walk-up ticket counter here in Phoenix and outsource some of its baggage handling operations. It's also asking 400 flight attendants to take voluntary furloughs or face layoffs. U.S. Airways says its revenue has fallen further in recent months than it did after the terror attacks of 2001. For NPR News, I'm Mark Moran in Phoenix.
State transportation leaders say they're trying to get road projects paid by federal stimulus money underway quickly so people can keep working. Washington State Transportation Secretary Paula Hammond acknowledged at a news conference in Seattle yesterday that there's been criticism of how fast states are meeting goals President Obama and Congress set when the stimulus plan was approved in February. But Hammond says 2,000 construction projects are underway nationwide worth $6.1 billion. She says that is providing thousands of steady family wage jobs. Hammond was elected president of the Western Association of State Highway and Transportation Officials yesterday during the organization's meeting in Seattle. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News in Washington.